KUTX 98.9 live in Studio 1A. I'm Jody Denberg, and our guests tonight have been kind enough to stop by on their way to the Cactus Cafe. Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams have a show tonight at the Cactus. The doors open at 8, the show's at 8:30. And if you need to know more, cactuscafe.org. Larry and Teresa, for so many years, worked with Levon Helm on his Midnight Rambles in upstate New York. They have a star-studded resume, but I'll just throw a few names at you. Bob Dylan, Emmylou Harris, Mavis Staples. That's just a few of the folks that they've worked with. And they have an album that's self-titled and new, Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams. We're going to hear a live song, and then we're going to chat and catch up. On KUTX, tonight at the Cactus, and live for you now, Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams.
You're running wild. How long can this go on? You're leaving me alone and running wild. You're always gone. My love, you never share. It's more.
So sweet. Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams live on KUTX and live tonight at the Cactus Cafe. Again, doors at 8, show at 8:30. You're running wild. Nick Lowe once wrote, "Where is the harmony, sweet harmony?" We found it right here. Thanks for that, y'all.
Yeah, pleasure.
I was reading up a little bit about you guys, and I'm a New Yorker, and I read that you met at the Bottom Line in the 80s, which was one of my favorite clubs. Did you get together musically or personally back then, or is that just where you first met?
I had to do that thing that night, a little set at the Bottom Line, and I didn't know any country music musicians in New York. I'd kind of been doing some jazz in New York. It was just like, you know, a bread and butter thing. And a friend of a friend listened to my tape, and in 5 minutes he had some creme de la creme musicians in my little band, one of which was Larry Campbell and one was John Leventhal. The guy who hooked us up was Michael Simmons, who's a journalist and also a musician himself too, and that's how we met at that rehearsal. I heard him playing pedal steel before I actually saw him, and honestly, I was so prejudiced about it, I thought that it was an oxymoron to say country music musician, New York.
Well,
I was really prejudiced, and I found out different. He was really inside the music. He was playing pedal steel, and he was really inside the music. And I had been afraid it was just going to be a disaster, and I was like, okay, it's going to be good. And then I saw him, how he cleaned up that night, and he looked nice. But for me, it was the music. Yeah, the music came first. And
of course, me being the male hound dog that I am, I saw her first, and then I heard his thing.
To me, he was so handsome, I wouldn't have touched him with a 10-foot pole. But when I looked in his eyes, he put all the sweet on me. He really put all the sweet. I have to say, he did, and I bought it. And here we are.
Put the sweet on me. Are you from Tennessee?
I'm from West Tennessee, yeah. Halfway between Memphis and Nashville, just a little north of Muscle Shoals. I'm telling you, not a bad place to grow up musically.
Wow, that's a crossroads.
Yeah, it is indeed. Levon always wanted to have a festival there. It was like...
And that being Levon Helm, who you guys worked with for so many years. Larry, you originally from New York?
Born and raised in Manhattan, yes.
All right. How did you both wind up working with Levon on the Midnight Rambles? And for those who don't know, just a little capsule definition of what the Midnight Rambles were.
So I was in Dylan's band for 8 years, from beginning of 97 to the end of 04. A month after I left, I got a call from Levon, who I had known back in the 80s, you know, when we'd all play at the Lone Star Cafe and hang. And we got reacquainted when I was producing a record for the Dixie Hummingbirds. Levon was the drummer on the record, and Garth played organ. So I left Bob's band, and then a month later, Levon called and said, "Hey, man, come on up to Woodstock. Let's make some music," you know, because he was just getting his voice back, just getting these rambles started. And Midnight Ramble was this thing that started out real small, but it was basically his dream of having people come to his barn so he could be there and play and not have to go on the road. You know, that was the crux of it. And it just turned into this fabulous weekly event. And well, soon after I joined, I had just produced a record for Ola Bell, a band that Levon's daughter Amy was in. And we were hanging out, and Teresa and I went down to this little club that they used to play in, and we sang together. And Amy heard Teresa sing and suggested that she come up to the barn when we were starting to work on the Dirt Farmer record. Soon after that, Teresa became part of the Midnight Ramble thing then too.
Wow.
And it was Teresa and I, Amy and Levon. I always say it was just a family affair, and it's exactly what it was. And then Emmy Lou came up and played one night, and that was sort of that opened the door to having guests coming and appearing with the band, which every week we'd have somebody great.
And over the years, Larry won 3 Grammys for his production work with Levon Helm. So tonight, Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams bring all these years of experience in making music with our favorite musicians to the Cactus Cafe at 8:30. And you've made your own record now. It's just self-titled, Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams. Seems like that was a long time coming.
Yeah.
Were you just so preoccupied working with the artists that you both have worked with that it took you a while to just do a record under your own name as the two of you?
Basically, that's what it comes down to, yeah. And then getting the material, honing what we do together, you know, which we had an opportunity to do all those years in Levon's
band. Just happened organically with Levon. I mean, he had everybody stepping up, and he liked that ensemble feel.
Well, we all missed Levon, but he left us with the two of you as a musical unit, and that's a blessing. Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams, that's the name of the album. And these are the artists we're talking to who are playing tonight at the Cactus Cafe at 8:30, cactuscafe.org for more. The first song we heard, You're Running Wild, was a cover, but this is one of your tunes, Larry?
Yeah, it's actually the first tune I wrote for Teresa to sing. It's a little depressing, but, you know, it's a song. She sings it great. So it's called Did You Love Me At All? Thank you.
What's the meaning of forever when we've grown so far apart? When it's easier to sever than to mend a broken heart. Like the wind blown autumn leaf, you made a mournful sigh. Scattered, don't know where to fall. Just a cold and sudden breeze. Now I'm shaken from your tree, and I wonder, did you love me? Did I dream the golden valleys? Was I walking in my sleep? Were these dark and empty alleys be the memories I keep? Like a ship on stormy seas, you made a side of me. I'm battered and torn by the swell. I would ride another way, but we got nothing left to say. And I wonder, did you love me? Who will pull me from the ashes? Who will lift me from the ground? When the one who built my refuge is the one who burned it down? And like a dying locust tree, you made a stand straight and tall. Oh, I wish that I could see what you wanted me to be. And I wonder, did you love me?
A classic heartbreak ballad, but a new song written by Larry Campbell, who was singing it with Teresa Williams live on KUTX. Did You Love Me At All? It's on their debut album, and they're at the Cactus Cafe tonight. Doors at 8, show at 8:30. Your first time through Austin since that Jackson Browne tour?
Yeah, right. That's last year, right?
So.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
And stay warm this winter, upstate New York there.
Yeah.
And You guys can stick around and do one more song, and then we'll post all three of them for streaming at KUTX.org.
Sure thing. Happy to do it.
All right. Larry Campbell, Teresa Williams, live on KUTX and live tonight at the Cactus.